Recourse to Medicine and Surgery. From the tone of your letter, I suspect that you are halting between medical and metaphysical treatment. There's nothing unusual or serious about this hesitancy. Take your time in reaching a decision. In the first 2 weeks of the idealist's enthusiasm, he may fancy that the physician and apothecary will soon be out of business. But as time goes on, he becomes more tolerant of a curative system that has prevailed for centuries. Society is not transformed overnight. He discovers that some miscalled materialists possess as much spirituality as the avowed spiritual healer, and more experience and resourcefulness. From that time on, he concedes that medicine and surgery still have their place in the world, if not for him, then for others. His prejudice and aloofness vanish. As a rule, it is not well to mix different systems of healing. Yet, like most rules, this one is subject to modification. There may be times of acute distress or prolonged suffering where the seasoned idealist will think it better to resort, temporarily, to material remedies. Here is a field where people will naturally follow the dictates of their own judgment. They will not be influenced by those who have never felt the touch of severe sickness. No one can be sure what he may do under the pressure of distress. Experience gives a certain balance and soberness to idealism, which keeps the overzealous from walking out on the water. Primarily, the sick desire relief. They want to be put on their feet without undue delay, so that they may go comfortably about their work or business. Getting well justly takes on huge proportions in their thought. So think the matter over. Keep up your reading and expectations. Write again one of these days. In extremes, it is often advisable, for reasons not necessary here to set forth, to call a physician. Metaphysical treatment can, of course, be kept up. Life is not necessarily extinct because the patient ceases to breathe. He still thinks. He still lives. He has not yet left the body, perhaps. He hears what those around him are saying. He gets their thoughts and is influenced by them. Be careful, therefore, what you say or think. People seemingly gone have been brought back by positive, vehement reminders that life is continuous. Audible appeals to them are particularly effective. They hear and, responding, reject the mesmeric call to leave. They are in the valley of indecision. Do not abandon them the moment of apparent departure and allow them to drift away when prompt, incisive encouragement may induce them to remain and carry on their responsibilities here. Children present plenty of problems these days, as you say. Well, they always have, and particularly in the realm of health and sanitation. Do your best to extinguish the supposed power and inevitability of what are known as children's diseases. The home atmosphere reacts on youngsters. They thrive when harmony prevails. Discord has its consequences. Contagion and infection must be intelligently faced. Everyone has the ability to detect the ordinary types of communicable diseases. He has respect for laws and regulations which have been prescribed to prevent their spread. The adult will isolate himself. He does not need to feel the arm of compulsion. children will obey parents or guardians and stay in. They will not go to school or otherwise mingle with outsiders. It is the duty of parents and householders, as everyone knows, to report communicable diseases to the health officer, in order that he may take such means as he thinks best for isolating the contagion. The regulations he prescribes will be observed without argument. Nobody likes to be quarantined, but here is a case where individual convenience must yield to the public welfare. You did right last evening, following the crash, to immediately call a surgeon to look you over. In cases of accident, experience has shown the wisdom of enlisting the services of an M.D. This, of course, does not prevent supplementing his efforts with metaphysical treatment. It should be easy, should it not, for the Almighty to make a man skilled in medicine and surgery an instrument for hastening recovery? Anyhow, no one need be afraid of practitioners of this system. The world is far from having outgrown the need of them. Here and there an individual may have done so, and yet no one knows what he may do in the stress of circumstances. Better not shout from the housetops that you are through with doctors. Nice people and prudent do not indulge in such unseemly boasts. It sometimes looks as though the devil accepts the challenge and tests the unwary braggart. So you are on the road to motherhood. You will not mind if I offer a few recommendations. Fear is one of the major difficulties, if difficulties there are. This is why physicians like to have metaphysical assistance. They have found that it definitely relaxes tension and establishes that confidence which makes the situation easier for them as well as for the patient. In obstetrics, we do not avoid the best means experience has brought forth. A competent surgeon is consulted, of course. A hospital has the advantage that professional experts and suitable appliances are always at hand. It is perfectly obvious why doctors like to have their patients there, and doubtless the patient is better off there than she would be in many situations you can think of. Naturally, the prospective mother will consult a physician from time to time during the period of gestation. She should also consult with a metaphysical practitioner regularly, who will hold to the fact that mind is directing the entire enterprise, and that life exuberant is developing and taking form in accordance with the law of perfection. Everything in the patient's economy is unobstructed. She lives in an unobstructed realm. She is unrestricted herself. The functions of her economy will perform without fear or distress. Nothing can interfere with the unfoldment of the joyous event. It is easy to bring forth an idea, is it not? No obstructions or interferences of any sort. Well, man, even if he is not yet a day old, is an idea. No impedimenta to his coming into the world. On the contrary, everybody welcomes his debut. The neighbors bring in toys and garments. Even the stars in their courses pause to lend a hand. Think and work along these lines, and a fine youngster will be added to a population which needs fine youngsters.